Hi there, happy Monday, and welcome back to another Morning Motivation episode. In today's episode, we are embracing solitude to find our inner voice and reflect on a very powerful quote by Oprah Winfrey. Alone time is when I distance myself from the voices of the world so I can hear my own. As we navigate through the hustle and bustle of our daily lives, we often find ourselves surrounded by a lot of voices, opinions, demands, and the endless hum of technology and the din of societal expectations. These external voices can drown out our inner voice, that gentle yet persistent whisper that guides us towards our truth and our dreams. Let's delve into how we can embrace the wisdom of Oprah's words and incorporate the power of alone time into our own lives. So how do we find this solitude in a world that never seems to pause? Here are a few tips. Tip number one, schedule alone time. Just like you schedule meetings and appointments, make a non-negotiable appointment with yourself. Whether it's a 15 minutes in the morning or an hour in the evening or your morning ritual, protect this time fiercely because this is when you get to meet yourself. I like to spend time on my own every single morning, but I also like to do a solitude retreat as well. I spoke about that on the last episode, so listen to that if you think you would like to do a solitude retreat on your own as well. It's truly amazing, and I'm even doing a solo retreat where you can actually join me and I will show you exactly how to do it. I will link to it in the show notes or just head over to yourdreamlifestartshere.com. Tip number two, disconnect to reconnect. Turn off your phone, log out of social media, and step away from the digital world. Disconnect from the noise of the world to reconnect with the music of your own mind. Tip number three, nature as your companion. Sometimes the best way to hear your own voice is to immerse yourself in the sounds of nature. Go for a walk, sit by the sea, or simply listen to the rustling leaves. Let the symphony of the natural world be the background music to your inner thoughts. Spending time in nature is so amazing when you want to spend time on your own. Tip number four, reflective journaling. Take a journal and let your thoughts flow on paper. And how you can do this is to ask yourself questions, write down your dreams, fears, and joys. This is your private conversation with your truest self. Tip number five, mindfulness and meditation. Embrace mindfulness practices or meditation. These are tools designed to quiet the mind and amplify the voice within. Even a few minutes a day can make a profound difference in your life. By incorporating these practices into your routine, you allow your inner voice to rise above the chaos. Alone time isn't about loneliness. It's about creating a space where you can be truly present with yourself and your dreams. Remember, it's in the quiet moments of solitude that the seeds of our dream life are nurtured. So let's take a leaf out of Oprah's book and give ourselves the gift of alone time. That is it for today's episode. Before we say goodbye, I want to leave you with a question to ponder this week. What might you discover about your dreams if you listen to your own voice just a little bit closer? I would love for you to share your thoughts, experiences, and what alone time means to you in the Dream Life Facebook group. I will link to it in the show notes. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope you find the silence that speaks volumes. Until next time, make sure you listen to the voice within. I'll see you on Friday.